Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. It is so good to be back on once again. Amen. And we are here this Wednesday. Of course, we are with our regular scheduled speaker, Pastor Dixon, and she has a word from you from Proverbs. Amen. Of course, you know that we are working through the book of Proverbs, and we are on Proverbs 10, and we ask that you would read Proverbs before you tune in, and all that is going to do is enhance your understanding of Proverbs and what Solomon is saying and speaking to the people. Amen. For those of you who are listening, we'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. From 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for being a participant this evening. We'd like to ask that if you are on your phone, if you could please mute your phone, please mute your phone until you are getting ready to share. We are an interactive ministry, and we have an opportunity to share what when the speaker opens up the mic. So if you could mute it, and therefore there's no distractions while we are going through the book of Proverbs. Amen. We also inform you that we are doing Zoom. We're working through Zoom as well. And if you would like to participate on Zoom, you could call on Zoom. You can share via phone, or you can listen by computer or the internet. Amen. And the Zoom number is, are you ready for this? If you'd like to come on, 505-563-608. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that will be Psalms 23. That's the capital P. Capital P, Psalms 23, P-S-A-L-M with no S, and it's Psalms 23. That is the passcode. Amen. And you will be admitted on the Zoom. We're just doing a new thing. You know, we've been doing this for about 13 years, and it's always good to be able to see a face or hear, put a voice with a face. We've been doing this for so long, and many of us have never, ever seen anybody, but we are like family, amen? When you hear someone's voice, you know who they are, and you know that they're coming with a blessing. So we have just added Zoom so you can participate that way. Also, at the end of the message for this evening, you can go into the archives, and you can pull up this message again, go into Blog Talk Radio, and then once you go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again. We Can Begin Again, and that will give you access to be able to listen to this archive again. Amen. So right now I'm not going to do any more talking right now. We're going to move over into Hampton, Virginia, and the next voice you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. 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 Now I cannot hear you for some reason.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. I had my volume down. That was me.
Okay. There we go. There we go.
Amen.
How about now?
Yes, very clear. Good to see you and hear from you.
Good to see you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it
yes.
on tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're excited about what God is about yes. to say on tonight. Amen. You prayed already, Dr. Clay?
Not yet. Not yet. Did you want it to open
all
up
right.
or did you want me to? Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word, which
yes.
is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto
thank
our
you,
path.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for connecting us via all the tools that you use, Heavenly Father, to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Father, we pray that you would bless the woman of God who is coming forth this day to speak a word to your people. Bless her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet as she's moved forward. Heavenly Father, we just pray that we would gain understanding collectively in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen. But bless the Lord. Listen, I know that Dr. Clay said this is an interactive Bible study. So listen, I need y'all to interject if you can as well. Amen.
Amen.
Because I love feedback. Amen. And so we're going to the
Amen.
Book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter, Proverbs, the 10th chapter. There was three scriptures that stuck out with me in this particular scripture and this chapter, and I just want to talk about it on tonight. Amen. The verses are verses 10, 11, and 12. Verses 10, 11, and 12. And I just want to talk about it on tonight. I found this to be a very good, exciting word of knowledge chapter that blessed me. And so it goes like this, the 10th verse. He who winks with the eye causes trouble, but a prancing fool will fall. The mouth of righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. And the word of God is blessed. I just want to go into the topic here. We see in the book of Proverbs, Solomon is giving us wisdom on how to live as a kingdom lifestyle, how to live as a kingdom citizen, and also help us to conduct ourselves as such. In this season, in this hour, we need the wisdom of God like never before.
Amen.
As we're dealing with so many different things that's taking place in the earth realm, wisdom is needed. Wisdom needs to be presented. Wisdom needs to show up in us on today, because there's many lost souls that need to hear the word of God. And we are the mouthpiece. We are the portal. We are the instrument that God is using in this season, in this hour, to speak a word of wisdom to the people and a word of knowledge to the people that is needed, that's hurting, that's broken. Because I find out in this season, in this hour, people are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
People are broken for so many reasons, health, death, finances, different things, mental health. We've been dealing with mental health heavy. And I'm finding out that people are dealing with this so much within the church that we don't even talk about it in the church as much. And we as citizens and women, as people of God, we have to talk about this and use the wisdom that Solomon is talking about on today to give to those ones that are in need. And so the Bible says here in the 10th verse, it says, he who winks with the eye causes trouble. And so when I looked at the particular scripture, I studied a little bit more, and I began to call on the Holy Ghost to give me the understanding of what it was saying. It was saying a man who winks his eye is a dangerous person. Why I say that this is a dangerous person? Because this type of person is secretive. This type of person is seductive. This type of person is a silent one, the one that is sneaky, the one that will bite you without warning.
Mm-hmm.
This type of person that do things underhanded, you don't see this person coming until it's there. And so this type of person that he's talking about, and that we have to be careful and avoid these type of people. Why I say that? Because they are not good for the kingdom. They will mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Cause you to be in a situation that will mess up your life. These type of people, you don't want to deal with somebody that's so secretive and you don't know. Because, listen, I'm a type of person is be upfront with me. You know, don't be secret. Don't be trying to, you know, stab me in the back. If you don't like something or we in a confrontation with something, be upfront. Because I don't want no hidden agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't want you to be hidden and get me at the end. Let's talk about the situation. And then it talks about the silent one. Sometimes you got to watch the quiet one. Because those quiet ones can do you in. Amen. They could sneak, you know, around your back. And so we have to be careful in dealing with these type of people. The Bible also talks about these type of people are hypocrites. You know, we find a lot of hypocrites in the church, in the body of Christ, saying, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and just stab you in the back, talk about you, scandalize your name, say all kinds of things, saying, I love you in front of you, but in back of you, they're talking about you like a dog, hallelujah, who covers evil intentions by good words and fair speeches. They could speak a good word. They could even quote scriptures. Amen. Even speak eloquently. These people that can, know, right off the bat, quote the scripture, know the word, but have evilness in their heart, mm-hmm. have a bad behavior within themselves. Mm-hmm. Break the word down. Give me revelation of the word. So deep with the word, but messed up inside. Once again, Solomon is warning us about these people. Amen. Even in the book of Romans, the 16th chapter and the 17th verse. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Romans 10 chapter, verses 17 and 18. Paul says it like this. Now I urge you, brethren, that those who cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. Right here, Paul is talking about, I urge you to take a look at this for the ones that cause division, the ones that cause offense, this type of person that caused division in the body of Christ. We have to be careful that we don't associate ourselves with people that are causing division in the church. Because listen, we are the body of Christ. We are one. God is calling us to unity, not division. Not your own idea, but it's God's idea. It's God's doctrine. Amen. Offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. The 18th verse says, for those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but they own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceives the heart of the sinful. Like I just said, these are the people that can speak eloquently, that can speak a word in your life. Sounds good, but you got to be careful. That's why it's important that you need to know your word. Study your word. 2 Timothy tells us that we got to study our word and know so that you don't get wavered by different doctrines. Any questions? Mm-hmm. You want to comment on that? Mm-hmm.
All mics are open. All mics are open. I'll just inform you. Those of you who are on the calling via phone, your mics are open. I have you on. Your mics are open. If you'd like to comment, just comment.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to touch my phone.
Okay.
Yes, and when you have these flattery speeches, you know, and when you have those type of speeches, you could be deceived very, very clearly. It could deceive you in your heart. You know, you learn one thing, and here somebody comes with this great grand word and just can trick you and make you move from what you already learned and what you've been learning and change your mindset. That's why you have to be careful and know your word, study your word. Even when preachers are preaching or teaching, I'm studying my word because I got to make sure that they're saying the right thing so that I don't get bamboozled or I don't get messed up because of what they're saying. And so it's important that we get in the word. And this is what Solomon is telling us in this scripture. He's warning you of these type of people because there's a lot of people out there that is crafty in the word of God. Mm-hmm. People know this craft. And people work it to their advantage at times. The advantage of you giving them the money, you know, I love prophets because I'm a prophet, but you got to be careful about these prophets telling you a word and say, give me $50 for that word. Crafty. Oh, you give me $50 and God's going to heal your body. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful of those different type of crafty prophets. Even preachers and teachers telling you plant this seed and blah, blah, blah. You better know for yourself that God is leading you to plant that seed.
Amen.
Amen. So Amen. He's telling us to be aware of these crafty people because when preachers know how to do it, preachers know how to get that word and make you sound good, and you be shouting and praising the Lord, and you thinking that God said that, and God did not say that. And then you find yourself messed, and you find yourself in a place saying, how did I get here? So it's important that you read your word. The Bible even also calls them, in the 10th verse, but a pratty fool will fall. A pratty fool is somebody with a big mouth and long-winded, babbling, chatting for no real purpose. See, we got a lot of people in the body of Christ got a big mouth. They just going on long-winded with prayer, long-winded with preaching, but have no power. Come on here, somebody. How you preaching and you giving all this word, but you can't deliver nobody out of it. You can't deliver nobody. You can't even cast a demon out. But you got all this word and these big words. Listen, I'm not against preachers because I'm a preacher too, but when they start using these big, big words, So Jesus was simple with his words. But you got to make these big, old words. And then make the people think, okay, yeah, really? That's what the word is saying? No. Those are people that got big mouths, long-winded, babbling, chatting, just speaking with no power.
No power.
They can't even deliver you out of what you in. I deliver you out of what you at or what you in. But you got big words. Any questions?
I would like to add something to what you're saying about verse 10. I'm glad that you brought it out. And I'm glad that, well, first of all, Brother Moderator, well, thank you for having me once again. Greet you and your wife and all that are listening on the line.
Thanks,
and to our speaker of the hour, to you as well. I like how you put on verse 10. I like how we're going through the book of Proverbs, because one thing I do in my Bible is I like to connect scriptures. And if you take verse 10 of Proverbs 10 and go back to Proverbs 6, and go on to verse 13, which Solomon supported what he said earlier in that verse, where he says, Proverbs 6 and verse 13, he that winketh his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. So he's basically talking about how to get ready to just to run the show. That's all I had to bring.
Right. So when you get that big mouth, like you just said, and the long-winded babbling, you know, here come trouble. Here come trouble. Because they're saying stuff that doesn't have no power, no substance to. He even says in the Bible, says, they mostly are all bark. You ever heard that saying? All mouth, but all, they just barking. Amen. Really don't have the heart of God. When you start listening, and it's true, when you start hearing these people that got big mouths and long-winded and all that, they really don't have the heart of God. Why? Because they're going on their own. They're not listening to the Holy Ghost. Because, listen, the Holy Ghost can make you quiet. The Holy Ghost can shut you down. But when you're doing this long-winded babbling, that means you're going on your own, and you're not listening to the Holy Ghost. You're not following the heart of God. Because that's why Jesus don't babble like this. He keeps it real. He keeps it simple so that people can understand about what's happening to them and what's happening in the kingdom. So it's always important that let's go to the 11th verse. It's always important that we must watch what comes out of our mouths, because the Bible says in the 11th verse, mouth of the righteous is the wealth of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Also, when I looked at that, it says, watch what comes out of your mouth, because your mouth is the gate, right? And whatever comes out of your mouth, it must be pure. It has to be pure. Because, listen, like I said earlier, people are going through things. And you can't just be saying all kinds of things to people. Because, listen, people are already there. They're already in despair. They're hurting. They're broken. So when you come out of your mouth, it has to be some encouraging words. Mm-hmm. It has to be so seasoned that they will be like, oh, wow, this is good. How can I change my lifestyle? You know, you put flavor to their situation and turning it around for their good.
Amen.
And also the mouth is an opening to your heart. So whatever's in your heart is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking negative, guess what? You got negative in your heart. You got something. You got some things in your heart. If you're coming out, spewing that out, negativity is in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be careful in how we talk to people, especially as you ministering to people and you do an outreach. I tell it all the time. When you do an outreach, you never know what's out there. You're going to encounter so many people. You're going to encounter people that don't look like you, smell like you, think like you, talk like you. But you, on the other hand, have to speak some encouraging words. You got to speak some life to them because they're in a dead situation.
Mm.
And so you got to speak life to their situation.
Yes, yes. Yes, you do.
You got to speak life over them and bring them out to the darkness, into the marvelous light.
Mm-hmm.
So your mouth, what comes out of your mouth has to be right.
Yes.
And many times, because if it is not right, you're going to damage that person.
Oh, my. Yes.
Because of what's coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I say it all the time, outreach is not for everybody. Because if you're not, first of all, prayed up and not led by
the Holy Ghost,
that's up out there. And those demons that they're dealing with is surely going to jump on you.
Mm.
And then you can find yourself, how did I get here? Because you wasn't ready for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
When you just ministering to someone in a grocery store, you better pray about it, because that's what I do.
That's right.
I pray. I minister to anybody because I don't want to say the wrong thing to them and mess them up and take them 50 miles back. I want to bring them forward. I want to bring them to the forefront of Christ,
mm-hmm.
not set them back. And so it's important to say the right thing. Why? Because the mouth is the gate to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Questions about that? That was good right there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. Praise God. You know, as I was listening, this is Mother Gloria. Good evening, everyone. You know, when you're witnessing to someone, and I love street ministry, but you know what? You have to be prayed of. You have to have a heart for that. Everyone don't have a heart for street ministry because you don't know what you're going to encounter when you're out there. But the Holy Spirit will give you just what that person needs. He'll give you the right scripture, the right word, and he'll give you what that person needs, even if it's a hug. Well, of course, now with the pandemic, back in the day you could, but with the pandemic you probably won't. But when you're led by the Holy Spirit, and God will give you the words to say. So thank you so much. This here Proverbs is really excellent because this is what we're reading on the prayer line. Every day we read a proverb. So thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing this out. I can't stay but a little while because I got to go to a Bible study in a few minutes. I'm committed to Wednesday, trying to get a little bit here and a little bit there. But God bless you. Thank you so much for bringing that out. And, you know, I thank you for what you were saying. You know, it used to be a time back in the day, the pastor would open up in the Bible and he says a few words and everybody starts shouting. And he really haven't got into any depth in the scripture and led you to the scripture. But now give me the word. Give me the scripture so I can follow along with you. As you bring it out, and you don't have to be loud, you don't have to be long. One pastor said you could just say a couple words and stuff, and bless the whole church. So God bless you. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Two words. Amen. And so it's once again, your mouth is an opening to your heart, and what's in your heart will come out. It also says, also says that a righteous mouth brings out wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Brings out wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It brings goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It brings comfort. It brings encouragement.
Yes, yes.
This is what a righteous mouth of wisdom comes out, because in this season, like I said before, this wisdom is so present, and it needs to be spoken into people's lives. Amen. The goodness, the comfort. We need to comfort one another. Listen, we are a brother's keeper. aren't we? We're about to care for one another.
Yes, we are.
So when you
yes.
To help people to get to the next level in their life, that's a wonderful, awesome thing, and God loves that.
Mm-hmm.
He loves
yes,
it when you and we use the wisdom that comes from him, from above.
Yes, yes.
Not beneath, but from above.
From above.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use that wisdom, knowledge comes out, understanding, the love, my God, the peace of God comes upon those folks that are in need. So Solomon is telling us these are things that we need to do to encourage our brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
to let them know
yes,
that God
yes.
loves you. A lot of people
yeah.
don't believe that. Why yeah. I say that? Because the things that are happening when death, when we look at the children dying, and with the schools in Texas and in Buffalo, a lot of people say, God don't love this because why he's allowing this to happen? Why he's allowing this the gun to take away my mother or my children? God don't love me. What some people are thinking. But this is when we come in and we use this righteous mouth and come with this wisdom and encourage them to tell them, yes, God loves you. To comfort
yes,
them in
does.
This time. And so it's important that we use these tools. I thank God for Solomon because look at these things are tools for us to be successful kingdom citizens. These are to use. And then he goes on to say that goodness, comfort, encouragement, these words that come from our mouth should be life-changing words. Not destruction, not destroying, but life-changing words. He even says in the scripture, says that to know of a heart of a man, the way you know the heart of a man, how they speak, how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been into
mm-hmm.
spoken with someone and they spoke speaking hard, nasty? That lets me know what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You live in the business. Just blah 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 blah. I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you, sister. So your heart is right. Even when you're always down, always negative. Your heart ain't right. Even when you gossip, I know gossip all day long. Like, please, do you have any good thing to say to somebody
or
talk good about? That lets me know what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Anything good?
Yeah, I see. And the good thing about that, I mean, you summed it up. If you want to know what a person's thinking, you don't have to ask them any questions. Just listen to them talk.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You hit the nail right on the head. You know, I'm summing up, not preaching behind you, but yeah. What can I do is listen to him. This is the word right here. This is good. You're right on the gateway.
Yeah.
That's what
I
listen to.
You know, I'd like to add on to that also, you know, in terms of a person who is always chattering and always talking is unteachable. They're doing so much talking
wow.
that they can't.
That's good. That's
they can't
good.
Learn. They don't.
That's
doing
good.
So much
yeah.
chatter, that they're unteachable. You know, they're not willing to learn.
Yeah.
You know, and I call them there's a fool. You know, you have the wise and then you have the fools. And those are the fools who are
yeah.
unteachable.
It's a short
unteachable. Right. Unteachable. Think they know everything. Listen, we don't know
not
everything.
A,
we ain't gone.
You
know,
that's right.
There's some teachable moments in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do childcare, and I've been doing it for years. But I still listen. I still get
yeah.
the training that I need. But there's something I may have missed, or it brings it back to my remembrance because I've been doing it for so long. That's a
mm-hmm.
teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't. It's not thinking that we know everything. Because, listen, I'm scared of those people that think they know everything. I back up. I back up off of you, you know, because you feel like, okay, I got it all. I know everything. You can't tell me nothing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You go on with your backside. So it's important that we have allowed that to happen in our lives, that we can have be open. So you got to be open in this season, this hour. Because if you like that, and you're unteachable, and you got all that, how can you be open for growth? You're not open for growth when you think you know it all. And I thank God that I'm so open with God that, God, you can teach me anything. Because I'm looking to grow. I'm looking to go to another level. I'm looking to upgrade in you, God.
Mm-hmm.
So my heart is open
yes.
to receive whatever that you have for me. Receive whatever that you need to teach me to help me mm-hmm. to get where I need to be.
Amen.
And that's the humble moment. Humility. A lot of people don't have that humbleness in them. A lot of people don't walk in humbleness because they think they have arrived. I know a lot of business people that, you know, making those figures, making that money, and they think they have arrived and have no humility in them.
Mm.
They walk around here thinking that they all that.
Mm.
But I'm scared of those people because guess what? God could break you down
right.
at any point.
That's right.
He could shut your thing down at any point.
Anytime.
And so we have to be careful with that. And the Bible says, and like I said, the heart of man is how they speak, the speech, even their actions. You don't have to say nothing to me. Just your actions will show me. It will show me this is your lifestyle. Because, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. We do. But then if it's continuously, it's mm-hmm. a lifestyle. And I'm praying for you. That you get it right, that you change your lifestyle and get the wisdom of God, like Solomon is talking about in this particular scripture. The Bible also says, and Jesus says it like this in Matthew 12:34-35. I like the way he puts it, Jesus puts it, broad of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart,
yes.
the mouth speaks.
That's right.
What's in your heart is going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out. And then he says, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sow goodness, you're going to reap goodness.
Reap goodness.
And if you sow evilness, you're going to reap evilness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to be careful what we sow, what seed that we sow. Because you're going to reap it. That's why it's always good to sow good seeds.
Amen.
When I say good seeds, good word, a good attitude.
Mm.
Good behavior. You know, your words. Allow them to be good words so it can land on good ground and so it could grow and be fruitful. And so it's important that we speak goodness and we talk goodness. Tell people that God is good. Love on people. Encourage them. Give them what they need in this season, in this hour. You know, put away this discord. Put away hatred. Put away being harsh and hateful. Because when you do that, you leave the people bleeding. When you sow evilness and evil, which is hateful and harsh to harshness, you leave the people bleeding. You leave them out there hurt, broken. Wounded. And so it's important that we do not do that and we speak goodness. We speak the love of God. We speak the mercy of God to them because they need that.
Amen.
And that's what God, and God honors that. And that's what God is love. God is love. At the day, you may not like me, you may not like the things I do, but you got to show some love. Show some love to your brother and sister. Even if they curse you out, talk about you, you still got to show that love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And also, I also was studying this as well, as a wicked man produces a volcanic evil of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is a volcanic evil of his heart. When a wicked man produces hate, mm-hmm. it's like a volcanic evil that's within his heart, and that is harsh, hatefulness, that discord for one another. Listen, in this season, it's out. We can't, no more discord, especially not in the kingdom. I believe when we're in the kingdom, we're trying to grow, right? We're trying to advance the kingdom. We're trying to bring more souls to the kingdom. How can we do that when we have discord within ourselves? How can we have jealousy and envy within the kingdom? We have that, and we want to bring people into that. No. That's why it's important that as body of believers, we have to get ourselves together and get ourselves in line with the word of God.
Amen.
So that we could be effective in the kingdom. I always say this. I don't want to be an infection in the kingdom. I want to be effective. I want to be able to touch lives. I want to be able to see people healed and delivered and set free. I want to be able to see people come out of sin and be delivered. Because, listen, there's many people out there that are on drugs, prostitution, like I said earlier, mental health, confused about who they are, stress, broken, schizophrenic. You know, I want to touch those lives and get them healed and delivered. And I want to be that portal. I want to be that instrument to be used.
Amen.
By God, my God, hallelujah. And so we have to put on and sow good seed and not bad seed, hallelujah. And the Bible goes on to say, and I'm almost done at the last verse, the 12th verse of Proverbs, and I'm bringing it in, hallelujah. The last verse, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins, hallelujah. At the end of the day, we must be peacemakers. Why? Because God tells us, and he loves us, to be peacemakers. Put away that strife, like I said earlier. Put away that discord. Put away that contention of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there's enough room in the kingdom. There's enough room for us to do. There's enough work in the kingdom where we don't have to have strife one another, that we don't have to have contention with one another. There's enough work to be done in the kingdom. The Bible says it like this in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 and 7. 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter.
Did you say 34, 35?
1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 and 7. It says for here, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all truth. Bears all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. And so when we look at that love has many facets of different things. Like it says here, it suffers long, it's kind, it's not envy. When you have love for someone, you're not envy, you're not jealous, you're not angry of that person. It doesn't provoke you to do evil against them. That's love. When you sure enough have love for your brother and sister, this is not what happens. You're not rudely to them. You don't seek your own. You care about one another. You say, hey, if you see your brother or sister don't have, you be quick to give. You be quick to help them.
Amen.
That's love. It's true. You're not going to lie to your sister and brother if you love them. You're going to give them the truth. And you're going to rejoice with them. You're going to bear all things. You're going to believe with them. Listen, love is not just an action. It has multifaceted things. It does. But in this particular text here, I wanted just to bring that out, but in this particular text, Proverbs is talking about love covers a multitude of sins. It causes you to forgive. It causes you to forget.
Mm-hmm.
It causes you to put away the bitterness. It causes you to put away hatred. It even causes you to put away plots and revenge for one another. This love that this 12th verse is talking about, but love covers all sins.
Amen.
This love that we need to have is that agape love, that unconditional love, that in spite of love. I love you in spite of what you've done to me. I'm going to love you. I'm still going to care for you. I'm still going to pray for you. You're still going to be in my heart. That's this love that cover all those sins that people have done against you. And I know it's rough. I know it could be tough. Somebody really hurt you really bad. And I know a lot of us have been there. But you got to turn that around and still love them. Why? Because God loves you for all the sins that you've done. He loves you because he was nailed at the cross. He took his life for us. He shed his blood for us. That's love. Especially God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son for us. So if God cares for us, you got to do that for your brother and sister. Through the pain, through the ugliness, through the hurt, through the brokenness, you still got to turn that around and love. Why? Because God is love.
Amen.
And these are the things that we need to implement in our lives. These things should be part of our lifestyle. We ought to be walking like this. We have to look different than the world, because the world will tell you, somebody did you wrong, go get them. Somebody hurt you, go get them. But the Bible says, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. I'll take that. You just do what you need to do, and I'll deal with them. But the world says, you deal with them. And so we got to look different from the world. We got to act different from the world. I tell people all the time, don't let the world influence you. You influence the world.
Amen.
You influence them. You pull them in. Not the world pull you in. That's not how kingdom works.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be the ones to bring them in and show them a safe and a healthy place. And so just know this in this season, in this hour. Let's use the wisdom that Solomon talks about in this whole chapter. I just pulled out, you know, the three things, but this whole particular chapter, he's talking about wisdom and godly wisdom. And then he talked about the wickedness, the two difference of godly and the wicked. Put on the wisdom of God. And once we put on the wisdom of God, my God, great choices will come out of you. Great opportunities will come out of you. People will be blessed and healed through you, through the words that come out of your mouth. You see a difference in people when you speak wisdom. I can attest to that, because when I minister to people, the wisdom of God is coming out of my mouth, I see the person just get so light up. You see like a brightness come over them, because the good food that they're hearing, it tastes really good to them.
Yes, yes.
And they begin to say, my God, give me some more. And I want you to mentor me, or I want you to continue to pray for me, pray with me, and continue to talk with me, because what you're talking is good and it's healthy. Seeing the season is out, we have to speak healthiness, speak words of health to people.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Fatten up their spirit, man, because the flesh will die. Flesh, but we got to fatten up that spirit, man, and those people. And the way we do that is through the wisdom of God that God has given us, that which is above. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any questions? Hallelujah.
Again, the mics are open. All you have to do is just talk.
Mm-hmm.
The mics are open. All you have to do is just talk.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Dixon, thank you so much for bringing forth the word this evening. Proverbs is a powerful. If you read it, you'll find that if you really want to live and know how to get through life, there's just so much wisdom in the book of Proverbs, and it can be a blessing to your life, how we are to treat others, how we are to treat people in our walk of life. And it's just that you just brought on and touched on some things that we need to be reminded of. Never get too haughty or never lose sight of who we are in the body of Christ. Amen. And as long as we have a righteous tongue, a righteous tongue, speaking life and not speaking death. Solomon is just, this book of wisdom is just, it's just powerful. It's a powerful, you know, when he shares with his son in terms of how to live. You know, you can either be wise or you can live, you know, choose to live a life and be foolish. But he also states that if you choose to be wise, then you will have life. If you choose to be foolish, then it's a guaranteed you're leading yourself to your grave, and that is death. So it just teaches us how to live in this day and time. And you know what? If there's a time that we need to focus in terms of how we need to live our lives, we need to go right back to the Word of God, because things that we're seeing right now, it's baffling. It's really baffling. We're living in dark ages, and we need to know how to be able to see in a dark world. Those that are coming against us or coming against you, you need to be able to see when evil is present, so that you can just flee, so that you can get away. And I need to say this. At one time, being an educator, and one time I used to try to share with others, you know, or pull up your pants, or you need to watch how you communicate with other people. Now these days, I just have learned, you know, just not to say nothing, because as the young will say, you know, you're dishing me, you know, or they find that disrespectful when you are trying to chastise them and there are other people around. One-on-one is a totally different story. Totally different story. If you want to get their attention, get them one-on-one, and they'll be just as humble, and they turn right back into that kid. But if there are people around, I can guarantee you that there's going to be trouble. So I have learned that in my time just dealing with youth and dealing with just people in general. How we come out of our mouth, how we communicate with them can make all the difference in the world. So good teaching this evening. Thank you so much. Are there any comments before we get ready to close? And then I'm going to ask Pastor Dixon if she would, you know, give an invitation to Christ, because this is all about salvation. You know, it's not about, you know, coming on and showing what we know and showing how much we study. This is all about salvation. It's about life, not death. And in the end, we just want to make sure that you have an opportunity to accept Christ in your life. If you have not, or if you don't know who Christ is, you have that opportunity. So as I finish, I'm going to ask, you know, if Pastor Rose Dixon would, you know, give an invitation to Christ, and then we're going to close. Bless you.
And like Dr. Clay said, yes, you know, you want to get closer to God. You want God to move mighty in your life. Romans 10 and 9 tells us is that if you just confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus has, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you are saved. But the first thing is that you got to confess. That means you got to open up your mouth and confess to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me for all that I've done. Forgive me of every sin that I've done against you. and you begin to confess that within your heart and be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be fake with it, but be real within your heart and really mean that, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. And God, I want you to forgive me. Why? Because I want to do better. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better daughter to you, Father. And so when you confess your mouth and then you realize and know that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved.
Amen.
Listen, it's simple. It's just simple. Just believe in your heart that he is Lord. Amen. Believe in your heart that he's the deliverer, that he's the healer.
Amen.
And once you do those things, you're now saved. Now you are part of the family. Amen. You are part of the kingdom. And this is the opportunity where you can open up your mouth and confess and believe in your heart that it is so. And now you're in rightful relationship with God. You can't be in rightful relationship when you're in sin and you're doing all those kind of things and different things that's not of God. But when you come in, confess, believe, and know that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you're now in the kingdom. You're in the family now. And so I want to pray with you all, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that that God hears your prayer, hears your confession, hallelujah, and that you believe and that you're strong about what you're saying unto God and believing that God will do this for you on today. This and says, yes, I want to be saved. Yes, I want to be part of every area of your life. Open up their hearts, God, that they can receive everything that you have for them in this season, in this hour, Lord God. And so I pray right now, God, that you begin to do this for the name of Jesus, God. If they're dealing with
and there be something wrong with the volume on this thing. Every week we all listen to it. Every week.
They're dealing with COVID right now, God. I asked for you. I don't know what happened, but thank you, Lord God, for all things, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you.
Amen. I always find it befitting that when we are inviting people to Christ, there's always interruption. And I want you to think. I want you to think about that. You know, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And there's something good going on, and somebody's ready to accept Christ or something in the kingdom. The enemy is always going to step in. So. For those of you who are listening, please understand. Anytime there's disruptions or anything like that, when the word is going forth, there's always going to be some distractions or disruptions, you know. But we speak life and we move forward in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you so much. I've even lost the blog site. So we're going to say we love you and God loves you most. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we invite you back next week. Thank you so much for the word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
You all right here?